on today's episode, we are gonna venture into real estate. And the reason that we thought that this would be a good topic for today was the trending, well, I don't know if it's still trending, but it trended at least around Halloween, the house on Blue Lick Road. And I don't know if you've seen it, but I would definitely say you should definitely Google the house on Blue Lick Road, because, oh my, at least if you have 10 or 15 minutes to spend and you don't get too frustrated with the 360 interior home open house feature on Redfin, oh my, is it a fun little scavenger hunt for you. So just pull up your Redfin app and type in 8800 Blue Lick Road, Louisville, Kentucky, and you will behold, or at your fingertips, will behold quite an interesting little, I mean, I want to call it a haunted house of sorts, but an intriguing scavenger hunt of sorts at your fingertips. Now, Tawny, have you done the scavenger hunt that is sweeping the internet?
No, but I just pulled it up. Okay, I just pulled it up off of Redfin, right? And it was like a picture of a bullfrog, a picture of French fries, and a dude with a sign. So I went to Zillow, yeah, and I see a house on 8800 Blue Lick Road, and it's like a brick house with white pillars in the front.
Yeah, it looks really nice on the outside.
And then, like, the kitchen, it's, like, a disaster.
Yeah, so
like, really messy.
You pull up the front of the house, the picture. It looks really nice. It's a brick house. It's got four pillars. It has windows. The grass is a little dead, but, you know, whose grass isn't dead right now? And it looks nice. I can't really... There is a front door. I don't really know how you're supposed to get to the front door. There is no pathway to the door. That's a little intriguing to me.
So wait, is this like an actual home or was this like a business? Because like I'm seeing like a urinal in the bathroom next to a toilet, and then I saw a double toilet.
Well, if you keep looking, you're going to get even more confused. So when you read the description, this house served as, I believe, a church. What were all the descriptions? We'll talk about all of the descriptions, but it did serve as like a church, a community service place. I mean, when I looked at it, it kind of looked like a halfway house.
I was wondering if it was a factory.
I don't know if it was a family or just a guy living in there. So we'll talk about who is the face behind Blue Lick Road. So we'll get to the backstory of it, but when you first open it up and when you start to do the 360 virtual tour, it starts you out in the kitchen, and it is messy. And so it's kind of like, if you're gonna pay for like a 360 virtual tour of a house, those things are expensive. So it's kind of like, why didn't you? And I'm not judging on how someone cleans their house, because we're having to like work from home, do school from home. A lot of people are depressed and anxious right now. So I'm not trying to pick on anybody who might have a messy house right now. Like I'm not picking on you. But we all know that when someone's trying to sell a house, that's all fake, right? That you at least kind of like hide all your shit. Yeah. Pack it away, throw it in the garage, because you're trying to create this ambiance that you actually clean your house or hide things. And especially if you're going to go and like pay that extra dollar to get the 360 virtual tour, I don't know if you've made it to the bedroom yet, Tawny, in your virtual tour.
I don't know. I'm
lost. Well, you'll know when you make it to the bed, because you might want to actually make the bed. When you get to the bedroom, so it sounds like you might still be kind of pondering your way through the kitchen.
I think I might have, given up, honestly. True.
So yeah, you first start in the living room, and it's almost like you're kind of overwhelmed with the kitchen, which almost looks like they took a bunch of TV stands from the 80s and created their kitchen cabinets with a bunch of TV stands from the 80s. And again, no judgment. I'm not judging that. But that was the kitchen. And then you go into the bedroom. And this is kind of what intrigued me, because it literally looked as if someone died in the bed and they rolled the body out of the bed to take the 360 virtual tour photo.
Okay, you know what? On Zillow, it does not have all, it only has 20 pictures, and that is not one of them. So I'm trying to find it.
Yeah, you might. Went to Redfin, it wouldn't let you do the virtual tour anymore. Maybe they shut it down.
Maybe. It's just a bullfrog, fries, and a dude with a porn sign.
Maybe the house has sold. So I'll just dive right in. This is an article that was written by Andrew Paul from InputMag.com. So the house on Blue Lick Road started sweeping the nation as kind of a scavenger hunt. October, I want to say it was like 2 days before Halloween. So this is like really like, I mean, I know that it's like, it's been a week since Halloween, but I just thought, okay, you know, this is pretty relevant. But stories of a certain house listed for sale on the realty website Redfin began circulating on social media. It's a 3-bedroom, 4-bathroom, 3,100 square foot residence with an asking price of $375, located in Louisville, Kentucky. And I know some people say it, Louisville. So I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing that wrong. But apart from the unfortunately named Blue Lick Road on which the home sits, nothing else initially appeared amiss about the location until you virtually toured the building. Now at least one of the many mysteries of the house has been solved, just who's been living in the damn thing all this time. But figuring out the background of Blue Lick Road doesn't erase some of the creepiest aspects of the entire viral experience. So the whole reason that I even Googled and wanted to look at this Blue Lick Road, so I did see it kind of like going through social media, and everyone's like, it's a hard week, we've got the election, we've got like, everyone's just stressed out, like, you got to do the scavenger hunt. And the whole scavenger hunt was, look for the bathtub and try to find the cat. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? So of course I got to do it, right? And I never found the bathtub, I never found the cat, but when I saw the bed, there's this like, so you go into the first bedroom that you find, that's right off the kitchen, /dining/living room. Anyway, there's this bed, and it was like this really greasy imprint of a body, and a greasy imprint of a head on the pillow. And the blanket is literally just like when you get up in the, when everybody gets up in the morning and you toss the blanket off the bed, and it looked like the person just rolled out of bed, but it was such a defined imprint and so like greasy that I was like, did someone die in this bed? So I started like Googling, did someone die at Blue Lick Road? Like, why is this? I mean, I get that the house looks messy, but it's just like when someone is trying to sell a house, they clean their house. Like, I don't want this to be a judgment that someone's house is messy and they posted pictures of it, because I get it. Like, I get it. People have a messy house. This isn't like a judgment thing. But like, when you try to sell a house, you usually pick up. And so like, or you make your bed, or you at least like put the plate back. or flip the pillow over so it's not this like greasy head stain. And so anyway, like, I was like, did someone literally just die and they just like rolled out the body and this is like dad's house to get money or something? And they just didn't really give a fuck. And so like I started Googling and that's when I found out that this was just like kind of sweeping the nation as a scavenger hunt. So I started reading more. So it does start weird and just gets far weirder, but no one from what I could tell died in this house, but I wouldn't be surprised if they eventually did find out something.
Okay. I watch real quick. I watch a lot of like murder shows.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord. That bedroom does look like a room where someone has passed away.
Yeah. Okay. So you found it. Okay. So it starts weird and just gets far weirder. From the first available image on the tour, it's clear that something is not quite right about 8800 Blue Lick Road. The living room, such as it is a dusty, dingy mess. Broken pieces of what might be shelving are strewn across the floor. Next to half-empty bins of kitty litter, the kitchen doesn't fare much better. Even after the briefest of examinations, and then, well, there's no way around it, things just start getting really weird. So, I mean, the kitchen doesn't look that bad other than it's just, like, there's, like, monster. There's, like, a bunch of monster things and, like, garbage boxes. It kind of looks like after you maybe have gone to Costco and you just haven't put anything away. Like, considering the rest of the house, the kitchen doesn't look that bad. But there's a bunch of, like, light-up exit signs above every single door. That's why when I first kind of saw this, I was like, is this, like, a halfway house?
You or, know, like,
an adult protective service, like, house?
Interrupt you again. I'm taking the virtual tour right now, and I'll actually tell the website for that later. Mm-hmm. All of the bedrooms downstairs have external door locks, so I would not be surprised to find out that this is now like a halfway house, or someone is taking on renters. But this, I'm having anxiety right at this moment. Just FYI, I'm actually having anxiety.
Yeah, and I feel like this is like, I feel like this is like when you're a kid, you have a haunted house that like jump scares.
Oh,
are you okay? Did you find the bathtub?
I watched a video where the person found the bathtub, but like, yeah. No joke. So I'm downstairs, right? And I'm in like this kitchen that looks like it's been like a pizza factory, right? So there's a box and it says buried alive. And then under it, it says like something fall angels. So I'm like, is this some kind of like, are you selling like, oh my God, it's movies. They've got boxes and boxes full of movies. Are these like, what do you call them? Like bootleg copies?
Yeah.
Did we will get upon, like, a felonious operation?
We'll get into it. We'll get into it.
Oh my God, I can't do this.
I have answers for you. But I feel like when you're a teenager or a kid, haunted houses or scary houses are people jumping out at you, people chasing you, and then you become adult and it's like hoarding and clutter. That's what scares you. But so yes, it does appear to be a shelf dedicated to a creepy ass Halloween scarecrow tchotchke. There, like in between the dining room and the kitchen, there is just a clean shelf. That's like what, like there's so much disorganization happening right now, but there is like this organized shelf where there are like scarecrows that are like organized and there's no clutter. There's no dust. So that's like kind of weird too, because it's like, you've got this living room that is in disarray. You've got a kitchen that looks like someone just went to Costco and put nothing away. And in between the two rooms, surrounded by boxes, is this shelf where there is no dust and there is no clutter. And there are just scarecrows placed, like, not on top of each other, not overly done, like, to a shelf. Just hanging out. Retail store exit sign near the stovetop. But anyway, it doesn't take long before the online tour literally goes downhill as we descend into some kind of labyrinth storage facility crammed full with all manner of overstocked media, books, magazines, dolls, food supplies, more exit signs, and God knows what else. The auction house of leaves seems to have no end, and online sleuths soon found themselves spending literally hours mapping out the shelves, corridors, and spooky dead ends. And then the batship coup de grace. This was obsessed with Girls Gone Wild. So have you found that shelf?
I found that shelf, but I found a 2017 topless calendar, like a whole stack of them.
Yeah, so a ton of DVDs of like Girls Gone Wild, like every season, every location. And then
the icing on the cake for me was on the same shelf that had like the topless calendars. There was literally a plumbing how-to book and kitchen how to make them nice and like designs that work. Clearly that book has not been cracked at all.
At all. So did you say that you saw the bathtub?
I did see the bathtub.
So this bathtub is creepy. I feel like I would not be surprised if I found out that bodies have been broken apart by acid in this bathtub. Chopped up by an axe in this bathtub. Murdered bathtub. Anything defiled in this bathtub. This bathtub makes no sense to me. So they're labeling it on the internet as the bathroom of the damned. Here in the belly of the beast, we come across a sizable back catalog of Girls Gone Wild DVDs next door to one of the most unpleasant looking shower situations to ever grace a realtor listing. There's just so much wrong with it. From the stairs to nowhere, to the small leopard print mat, to the plastic gas station, to go cup perched in the left corner. The more time we spend looking for answers in 8800 Blue Lick Road, the more questions it prompts. Thankfully, a blogger named Andy Bio managed to get in touch with the property owner yesterday, aka last week, to find out just what the hell's going on with their listing. As it turns out, the home itself was originally a church and a Christian school, with a small house first built in the 1950s and the two larger structures added in the 1970s, Bio explains. The owner, Troy Curtis, not only lived there, but used the spot to also keep the inventory for his bulk resale business, hence things like the hundreds of copies of Blood Rain. In 2014, Curtis ran afoul of the law and got raided under RICO organized crime charges for the sale of stolen goods. By Curtis's account, he had no idea he and his family were trafficking in fenced items. Nonetheless, he's currently...
True.
He's currently wrapping up a 7-year probation sentence, and while his business is banned from Amazon, he is still running a similar operation via eBay. That freaky bathtub getup, credit to the property's time as a church when the tub situation was used for baptismal viewing. Curtis's son reworked the plumbing and walled off the area, hence the weirdness. No comment on placement of the porno stash, though. So just because this is a podcast to explain the bathtub, I really do not know how to explain this bathtub to you other than it is completely walled off. And so I guess it's extremely long. I have no idea how to maybe explain this to you, except for maybe if you could imagine like an extremely long rectangle that isn't quite a rectangle because it kind of goes it's like a rectangle that kind of juts out into a square that juts back into like a narrow rectangle with stairs. And I don't know, would you say it's like 20 feet by 6 feet? I'm really bad at dimensions. But anyway, if you could imagine like a hot tub type situation, 20 feet yeah. by 6 feet, maybe it's about
3 feet, 4 feet deep
and completely walled off. Completely, like all the way walled off. And it just has like an entrance way. So it's almost like you're walking into a prison cell with a bathtub as the floor and a large yeah. drain and two shower heads. And it wouldn't surprise me if I'm seeing like six things of body axe shower gel.
I'm for a house like this, you would need it. You need to hide all the.
And it's like backed up to their porn stash. And it looks like a big jug of bleach and a red Solo cup.
I'm speechless. I am lost. Like, I'm physically lost taking this 3D tour right now.
Yeah.
I'm getting anxiety. Like, what exactly... I would love to know exactly what the realtor's reaction was. Like, hey, I have this house and I really want to sell it. And can you come hook me up and take some, like, photos?
Why?
If I was a realtor, I'd give up my real estate license.
Why would they even do a 360 virtual tour in this?
I feel like this is either this is like a giant joke and they're just like, let's become the newest like internet craze. But like, this is like one of those houses that you just need to take pictures of the outside because it's like a foreclosure.
Yeah.
And you don't get to see inside. And unfortunately, when you buy it, you buy all of the shit.
Oh, man. Can you imagine how much that would cost to like remove all this stuff?
I don't even know. I am like legitimately having so much anxiety. I will just say I am not the cleanest person. So like, I'm not trying to be like, I am, you know, like a white glove inspection passer, but like there comes a time when I get a little bit of anxiety with mess and clutter, and we have met that time. Found the bath in the porn room.
I would at least say that even though it is messy and in disarray, at least the product is somewhat organized. So you could probably just bring in like a auction maybe to come and sell the stuff.
See, that's what I'm kind of wondering is like, you have all of these movies and videos and books and CDs and stuff of that nature. Even I saw Simpsons movie posters. Like, so he was in jail for violating RICO, but like, if you tried to like donate or sell this, does that fall into?
Oh, yeah, true. That's the thing, like, what do you do if it's, like, stolen goods? Like, shouldn't it have been taken away from him?
I mean, I feel like the police could seize this, and I feel like they could auction it off.
Yeah. I'm like, here, police, take it. Please. All of it.
Oh, my... Wait. there's a shelf. So I've just ended up on this shelf, right? And there is literally a post-it note taped to it and says, "Careful, city sewer, make it right." Right underneath a stack of movies. The Real Housewives. It's Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, is it like a joke? What is this? Oh wait, there's more. The mechanic or something.
What is that supposed to mean?
I don't even know, but you know what? I did find.
So is this guy racist now too?
Well, see, the funny thing was, is it had that Kim Cold Colesia, yeah, I don't know how to say it. It had that. I know she married that guy, that Kim Bierman. I'm just gonna say that name because that's how I can say it.
Yeah.
She was the one that was on the cover of it, so
Oh my
I
gosh.
don't. But like, I did find. I
Or
am not gonna.
sexist then? Is,
Probably.
I mean, what's that comment supposed to be about?
Maybe there's just a sewer line underneath them, but they're being all like weird. I like legit just found a stack of movies, and one of them says, "Not today." And on like right next to it, it says, "No escape." And the movie next to it says, "No escape." I feel like there's no escape. I'm having anxiety.
I know, I know. All right, so the Louisville listing is quite the digital found object and seasonally very appropriate given its mysteries and kookiness. So the original tweet's virality is unsurprising. But the most unsettling aspect of the house on Blue Lick Road isn't its caverns or fluorescent lit bulb flies or its relative squalor. Or the implication that something just as strange could be lurking within the walls of our neighbors' houses. It's our ability to collectively judge these living spaces from the safety of our own unexamined confines. There's an invasiveness to VR reality, or VR reality, virtual reality, realty listings like the ones for 8800 Blue Lick. With them, we reduce lives and livelihoods to a string of timed 360-degree snapshots. This isn't to imply the random assortment of tattered Barbie dolls aren't terrifying, because of course they are, but the images of a mirror-reflected, soulless tripod camera can be just as off-putting as the barren baptismal bathroom it's capturing, or even the entire complex rendered into a digital dollhouse. The house on 8800 Blue Lick Road is a 360-degree uncanny valley of perspectives, an amalgamation of products, time, deterioration, and voyeurism. In a time when so many of us are still largely confined to our own homes, many the escapism is necessary. But in an era of Ring security systems, Alexa-enabled smart homes, and Zoom office spaces, it's only a matter of time before more 8800 Blue Lick Roads will be found and dissected. Here's hoping your home isn't among them. So that again was written by Andrew Paul.
Oh my gosh.
I know, isn't that such an interesting house?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I have so many comments because, like, I don't want to seem insensitive. Like, if, say, this is like a hoarding situation on top of like a business. I feel like some of the business stuff is organized and like it works, but you have like piles of boxes up to the ceiling where like you have like you've got boxes stacked up to the ceiling in one corner, and then the opposite corner to it, you literally have like shelving units with broken down boxes for shipping purposes.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, Dude, we're in quarantine, yo. Like, get in there and start cleaning. Vacuum. Have you ever heard of a
Well,
vacuum?
I mean, I know, but like, I thought I was gonna get a little bit more on top of things in quarantine too.
Oh, I mean,
But
I
when you're
definitely did.
constantly like living here and the kids are like in school, it's so much harder to keep on top of things.
It really is. And I mean, like, I get that. I just.
Like my house was spotless yesterday, and then I worked all day, and the kids had school all day, and it's like by the time you get off work, it's like, huh? Like it was spotless 24 hours ago. It was
You know,
spotless. It was like spot. It was like the most spotless it's been in like a while. And you wouldn't know that this morning.
we had plans to clean yesterday because my kids actually didn't have, they had like asynchronous work. They didn't have any like Zoom. And I was going to take advantage of it and I was going to clean up. But then like that didn't happen. But then I decided to have coffee at like 3 in the afternoon and got a wild hair at my ass. So I started cleaning like my laundry room and like the kitchen. The kitchen is already a disaster, but my kitchen can be spotless 1 minute and then one trip to the grocery store completely destroys it. Like, I will say it's not a functional kitchen for our family. My husband will disagree, but to
I
each their
will
own.
agree with you. You do not have a functional kitchen.
Yeah.
I have so many
So,
ideas for your kitchen. So many.
oh God, I do too.
But that's not what this podcast is about. This podcast is about things that make you go, and things that are creepy.
Yeah.
So you have some. Were you able to find it, or did you want me to read one and
Well,
then you read one, or?
I found a different article. I know you sent me
Okay.
one, but I wasn't able to find it. But I do have 7 bone-chilling home
Oh,
tour
okay.
stories from Redfin real estate agents,
Okay.
but they're like short. They're like 2, 3 sentences.
Okay. And then I do, so I want you to do yours, but I did find one that was like, I do want to share if it's not in yours.
Okay, cool. So I'll just
Because
go
it
ahead
was
and
really
just
good.
go through all of these.
Okay.
Okay, so story number one is there's something down there. There is a bed set up in the main area of the basement. No one appeared to be home, but when we went downstairs, the lights were on and music was playing. We noticed that there was someone under the covers of the bed. I said hello more than once, but did not approach the bed. The person didn't move, and it was clearly the silhouette of a person. So we quickly got out of there. That would be creepy.
Oh my goodness, that was at an open house.
I think so. It didn't really say what the situation was. I'm
Okay.
assuming it's an open house. I would get out of there. We're not alone. My client had moved out of state and we were selling their large turn of the century house. The house had not been updated in several decades. When they vacated the home, they removed everything, even the carpeting, and they painted every surface white. One evening, when I was showing the house, we walked into the dining room and found a collection of black and white photos spread out across the built-in hutch. They appeared to be from a family's Christmas in the house during the 1960s. We still have no idea where they came from. That's creepy.
Weird. Oh my
Not the
goodness.
best first not the best first impression. We knocked on the door and the owner came out with a snake in his hand and the body was wrapped all the way around his arm. We went in but decided in the end that the property wasn't for us. Like, I wonder how many realtors saw the Blue Lick Roadhouse and were like, no, I can't. I can't tarnish my name with this listing.
It's pending. You know, someone out there, though, is going to be like, I want this house. I want this house.
I feel like it would be a great, like a nice house, like a great house if you cleaned it up, but the
Oh, yeah.
work to
It's
get in
humongous.
there.
It's like, what, 3,100 square feet?
Yeah, and it used to be like it used to be a daycare. Like church, daycare, corn
Yeah.
stash. I mean, it's multifunctional.
I
Okay.
mean, like, you know, you take out some of those walls, you bring in Joanna Gaines. Like, it's got so much structure. I mean, like,
Oh my
really?
God. I just had a brilliant idea. Let's make it a B&B. Let's collectively buy it and turn it into a B&B, and it can be like, we clean it, but there's like a scavenger hunt of where was the Girl Gone Wild stash. We're like, this is the Girls Gone Wild room.
I know. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I was like, $375 for 3,100 square feet. I'm like, where is this located? Not gonna lie. Because like in our market, I'm like, $375, that's like a dollar here in Washington. Like, where can I buy something for $375?
Yeah. Jeez. All right. So why are there always snakes? A couple of months ago, I toured a home that was set up for auction. The landscaping had overgrown and it made you feel like you were in a jungle. The inside of the home was even worse shape. When I entered the master bedroom, I saw something move out of the corner of my eye, a huge yellow snake. It was poking its head through a hole in the wall. I ran. Fortunately, it was gone by the time I re-entered with the client. That wasn't okay, in the
property. That's just like a snake. I mean, I'm looking for paranormal creepy shit. Like someone died.
Right?
Let me guess. So the next story is going to have a spider.
Maybe. Well, I mean, some people are terrified of snakes. Snakes don't bother me.
I am terrified of snakes, but I mean...
Not what I'm... I want the paranormal. Like,
I like how you sounded like Seth Rogen.
Oh, dear.
I remember when we were house hunting when we lived in Okinawa. And the realtor was walking around with a plunger because there is like so many like fucking cockroaches everywhere.
Yeah.
And there's like 3 dead cockroaches in the bathtub, a cockroach in the toilet, cockroaches like walking around the living room. Cause like here, like we have carpet or wood floors, but like in Japan, it's like cement floors,
yeah,
concrete floors. And she would just see a cockroach and she would like smack it with a plunger. Do you remember that?
So I'm just like,
okay, so you're showing a house and there's a snake in the garden. Okay.
I know, right? Like, let's, what else? Because this isn't, this will not deter me. But I do have a paranormal one for you coming up next.
Oh, yay. Okay.
About a month ago, a woman sent in a request asking if we could help her find the original owner of her home. She said that she was sure that her house was haunted by the original owner, who she had heard had died in the house, in the kitchen specifically. Apparently, her dog keeps barking at the same area of the kitchen, but only at night.
But we don't know. We don't know.
Maybe it's just a spider. Ugh. We don't know. It probably is a spider. Bears and panthers. Oh my, is this Joe Exotic's compound? We visited a regular house in the suburbs of Chicago. The listing agent never mentioned, nor did the photo show, that there was a stuffed black panther about 5 to 6 feet long in one of the bedrooms, or a 10-foot stuffed bear in the basement. You can imagine our surprise when we turned on the lights to find these huge animals. What?
Okay, speaking of Joe Exotic.
Because you brought it up.
No, speaking of Joe Exotic, because you brought it up. Did you watch the Ghost Adventures Zach Bagans Ghost Adventures Halloween episode?
No.
They went to Tiger King's house.
How did I miss this?
I heard about it. I want to watch it. But you know how he had his boyfriend or his husband that died?
Yeah.
I cannot remember his name.
Travis.
Do you remember? Travis. So apparently they had this like ghost detector, or like it's a detector.
Yeah.
I wasn't prepared to speak on this today. So the story is not going to be very well organized. but they have like this ghost detector or this like detector machine.
Not like is it the voice one?
It's not the voice one, but it's not even a ghost detector, but it's like a detector that in the dark, like even if I was walking down a hallway, it would pick up and kind of create me as like a stick figure.
Yeah, I know what you're talking.
And so they would hold up this thing, and they were the only ones in the room, and they got this like stick figure like thing, and they thought it was like Travis, and the stick figure was kind of like directing them and pointing them to the closet, and in the closet they found Travis's hat. And it was his hat that at some point Joe was being mean to Travis or messing around with Travis and hid his hat from him, and it was in that closet.
Oh.
And so they were like thinking that that was Travis saying like that he got the hat, and then they did something later with the hat, like, is this Travis, is this you? Is this are you trying to tell us that this is you? And then they got like a spike on a machine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So. I know. It's like, oh my gosh, I want to watch it now.
We need to find this. I hope Hulu has it. I still have the Osbournes.
Hulu doesn't have it. Hulu has all the Ghost Adventures but the Halloween episode. So that's why I'm like, I'm gonna have to look it up on YouTube
or something. That's lame. Okay. Beware of intruders. I was showing a home in the Brooklyn neighborhood in DC. The agent told me it was vacant and could show it to my clients at any time. I unlocked the door and I entered the house to see an angry German shepherd charging towards me. I got out of there as fast as I could. It was terrifying. It turned out to be the owners had left the dog in the house because they were concerned about intruders. Not sure how they were able to get it sold with an angry guard dog keeping potential dangers away. And then there's a bonus story. It said, these two eerie stories from last year left such a lasting impression that we just had to share them again, hopefully. The writing is on the wall. We visited an old house close to downtown Illinois, which needed a tremendous amount of work. It was a bank-owned property. The phrase, the writing is on the wall, works so well with this home. Someone scribbled a spooky message on the kitchen wall, and the message said, do not buy this house. It is haunted. 3.5 ghosts, 2 women. Wait, what? 3.5 ghosts? 2 women. They hate men. Property built on graveyard, and this is a 1875. Hold on, I have to get closer to my computer. I can't read that. On right, then done. Dent. I don't know what that's supposed to say. The other properties, everyone decrated. What? Please do not acquire if you are married. Awful things will happen to you. They're speaking of awful, your handwriting and your spelling.
This is going nowhere fast.
And then there's another one that said, I won't go in there. We found this door in the basement, but our client didn't want to open it, so we left. The message reads, hi, my name is Jim, and I will die in 2012. What's the craziest thing you've seen on a tour? Oh, never mind. That's just the tell us what you.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, I have a few for you that are actually creepy.
I'm so disappointed.
Okay. So this lady, she was getting her house ready to sell. And when they were doing the inspection on the house up in the attic, the inspector found the body of her husband who had hung himself like a few years before.
And they thought he left the family.
She had thought that he had just left the family because he had been unhappy. They were talking about like divorce. And she just thought he up and left and just like left her. And the whole time he had been like up in the attic and he had killed himself.
That's bad.
And they just didn't find his body until like the inspection, because he had like was so hidden. That the idea of that is just so disturbing to me. Another one comes from Thought Catalog. When I was looking for my last house, I went with my wife and realtor to look at several houses. We went to look at one house in particular because it didn't seem like the price they were asking for could be real. It was a huge house sitting on tons of land without buildings, going for millions under market value. We got there and the realtor said, "Oh, I should mention, a serial killer lived here, and when he was put away, cops found 11 bodies on the property."
Oh.
Would that prevent you from buying a house? If it was like, let's say like, it's your dream house, like you love it, you're like, oh my gosh, I love it, I can actually afford it, but I'm a little worried because it's way undervalued. Like, is something wrong with the septic? Am I gonna have to get a new roof? like, and the realtor looks at you and says, "So you like it? You really like it?" You're like, "Yeah, I think I want to put an offer on it." But the realtor, because obviously they do have to disclose that to you, they're like, "Okay, there's something I have to tell you. A serial killer lived here and they found 11 of his victims buried in the backyard."
I would shake their hand on the spot. You're like,
"What if?"
I just heard crickets.
What if?
I'm hearing crickets.
They're like, "A serial killer lived here. They found 11 of the bodies in the backyard. And he admitted to killing 20.
I just cut out for that last part. I just heard a serial killer lived here.
Okay. So, a serial killer lives here. They found 11 bodies in the backyard. And he's confessed to killing 20. Would you still buy the house?
Considering what I have dealt with this house.
And there's still potentially 9 more somewhere on your property.
Yeah, I would probably in the foundation. Buy the house, honestly.
Oh my god!
Don't judge me.
I don't think I would. I know that my husband would, because he doesn't believe in ghosts. He doesn't believe in paranormal. He doesn't believe in energy or evil energy or anything like that. So I know he'd be like, "This is a great deal." Ooh. I don't think I could.
I mean, here's the thing. I feel like if police really thought that there were potentially more bodies buried on the property, it probably wouldn't be like sellable, and it would probably be an active crime scene investigation.
Okay, but you do know that they did find 11 bodies for a fact.
Yeah, I would buy that.
I'm even hesitant when they say they're selling this house because the couple's getting a divorce. I'm even hesitant to buy that house, honestly.
I mean, okay, considering what I have moved into, like, it can only go up from here, even if it's a murder house.
Oh, why are you...
I just want to point out, I've gone back to the house on Blue Lick Road and I'm looking at it. So when you come up the stairs from the front door, immediately to your left is where they have the bedroom that has like that bed that you were talking about with like the grease stains for the head. And like it looks like somebody has like sweat profusely from night sweats.
And melted.
Honestly, it does look like you would find like the fluids left over from someone who died and wasn't found for like a couple months and exploded. But what baffles me is there is a giant sliding wall. It's like
an accordion style wall that separates this. I'm assuming this was like the family room. I know that this has been a multitude of different things. So maybe, I don't know. I don't even want to begin to whatever, but like, could you imagine walking in and this is our master bedroom? There's no bathroom attached to it, but you have an accordion wall so you can make this entire space your bedroom.
Okay, I have another one. Would you live in okay. this house? But this is a this is disturbing because it involves children.
Okay.
Okay. I've been a few where the realtor might have had a hard time selling it after it is fixed. One in particular is where the mom drowned her two kids in the bathtub, then set herself on fire in the back utility room. Would you live
Is it my dream house?
Yeah. So the house didn't burn down. She just like died because she like lit herself on fire in the utility room. So it wasn't like destroyed or anything. It was just her.
See, okay, when you throw kids into the mix, I have a hard time saying yes on that. Mm-hmm. Serial killer, yeah, I would live in that house. I don't know that I could do the kid. The kids were burned, or the kids were killed, drowned in the bathtub, and the mom burned herself. I don't know that I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
See, I have some kind of a conscience.
I feel like there's too much torture in that situation. Not that the serial killer was, but I can almost see you talking yourself into like, well, maybe he killed them outside and then he buried them outside. But that one is like, there's too much like pain and sorrow inside the house. And torture inside the house. Okay, I have another one. Would you live in this house? This one is like not... The last one was too gruesome. The lady next door to me died and wasn't found until she was more liquid than solid on her living room carpet. The family couldn't pay something about back taxes or something, and then the house went to HUD to auction. HUD paid for some cleanup, but not to replace the carpet, only steam cleanup. So it finally sold and was talking to the guy who was flipping it. Before I could mention the death, he asked if the house had a water leak under the foundation, because when they ripped up the carpet and the pad to put down the laminate floor, it was really dirty and got all over them and their clothes. Told him what happened and how HUD went cheap on what to fix before the auction, and he got green as pee and started puking right there on the side of the fence. Would you live in that house?
Oh man.
So like in the living room, you know that this like body has liquefied and pretty much like stained the like foundation.
Okay, so I think like if I knew about it going into it, like
dream house. It's your dream house.
Okay. And if they said, "Hey, someone died here. We recommend you clean this much better than it has been cleaned." I wouldn't say for sure that I would buy it, but I'm not saying it's a game changer. I just would want to know about it because I don't want to like get gooey person all over my face, like trying to clean it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm not saying you're the person cleaning it. I'm just saying like it's flipped and you buy it, but you just know that there's like this permanent stain underneath. Like,
well, am I buying it from the person who got it from like the bank auction HUD thing, or am I buying it from the bank auction HUD? And
you're buying it from the person that's flipped it.
Yes, I would buy it, but I will say I would feel like HUD would have a duty to actually get the people who have to come in and clean up crime scenes, that's like a biohazard thing to only replace carpet. That's got to be like a biohazard situation. You have like gooey person on the fucking cement. You can't clean that to the gooey.
Well, they probably cleaned the stain out and they probably thought it was good enough
I just keep looking at this Blue Lick Roadhouse. It's like a train.
It's like calling to you. All of a sudden, you're going to tell me you're moving to Kentucky.
I don't want
to
move to Kentucky. I don't want to. Oh.
You say that now, and in 2 weeks, you're going to tell me you're moving to Kentucky. It's like you're hypnotized by this house. I'm worried about you.
I feel like it's calling to me.
I'm almost more freaked out by that.
They literally have a pictured, I can't talk anymore. This house is destroying my brain. Like, they've got, a picture of a small child lighting the stairway. I would be so sad if I was a small child and that was my picture.
Oh my god.
And Blue Lick
Yeah,
house?
Like, when you go up the stairs from the front door, there's, two pictures of, a kid. A 4, 5, 6-year-old kid. Two of them.
I don't remember seeing that picture.
Well, so I'm not...
You're starting to see things that I never saw.
So I will say, I couldn't find the... So Zillow did not have a virtual walkthrough. It just had pictures. And Redfin, it must have been pulled because I couldn't find it. Now, I did find other realty sites that had the listings, but I found this website, and it's called 3D-marketing.capture3d.io, and it's /view/Keller Williams, Louisville East, 8800 Blue Lick Road, and it has the actual walkthrough, so I've been able to go up and down and investigate. I feel like a true ghost hunter right now, but I'm not a ghost hunter. I'm a fucking crack house hunter at the moment.
All I heard is I'm a fucking crack, and then you stop talking. Okay. What?
I am a fucking crack house investigator at the moment. I just feel like there's so many drugs in here. You could be stashing so many drugs. And whoever would go in to look would just give up on life.
True.
I mean, they left fucking pizza boxes from Domino's on the table when they took these pictures. There's, towels. There's, don't you refrigerate your sauces? There's, so many sauces left on the counter. You can go into these rooms and find everyone's medications. Ibuprofen, you know that's an old person. Probably a vet.
Hey.
Based on the bottle.
I take ibuprofen. It doesn't mean you're an old person. Thank you very much.
I know. I can't take it. I probably would if I could. Well, I mean, I guess I could, but it wouldn't be in my best interest. I love, though, how in the crap room that has the body stains on the bed, it's got one of those, abdominal things where, you lay on it and it inverts and you have to do crunches on it.
Okay, well, we hope you enjoyed this edition of Why Are You So Scared? We'll talk at you next time.
Bye.
Bye.